Overeaters Anonymous and Abstinence, an article from foodrelapse.com. I was invited to go to breakfast recently with a group of 12-step program friends, most of whom were in OA. They had just come from their early Sunday morning meeting. The discussion turned toward the meeting's group conscience vote that day to add OA's definition of abstinence to the meeting format, which they did. The Overeaters Anonymous Statement on Abstinence, as defined by the World Service Conferences of 2002, 2009, and 2011, says, "Abstinence in Overeaters Anonymous is the action of refraining from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. Spiritual, emotional, and physical recovery is the result of living the Overeaters Anonymous 12-step program." Since Overeaters Anonymous lost the emphasis on food plans a number of years ago, it has struggled to deal with what some call a watering down on the level of recovery. Not so much now, but in previous years, the 90s mostly, people would stand in front of OA meetings at 100 pounds or more over a healthy body weight and take candles for years of abstinence. Long-timers worried, and rightfully so, as to how this would be perceived by newcomers. Luckily, through a certain amount of Darwinian evolution, that which did not work was not repeated, and that which did was. Newcomers naturally flocked toward those who were at a healthy body weight for sponsorship. Those newcomers later themselves got to a healthy body weight, sponsored others, and so on. The people who were significantly overweight and, quote, abstinent, unquote, eventually drifted away, realizing they could maintain that overweight condition without OA. There are still some, however, who continue to hold to the idea that any definition of abstinence they come up with is still abstinent. I think that is why the 2009 World Service Conference decided to add, while working towards or maintaining a healthy body weight. It seems to me like an attempt to break through the denial of some people. Whether it works or not is another story. Our discussion then turned to what is a healthy body weight. I know I have always found it nearly impossible to hit the government charts for weight. I was told a long time ago by a doctor that for people like me, who have been very overweight at some point in their lives, that those charts just set an unrealistic goal. Luckily for most OA members, the OA definition doesn't say goal weight or weight based on government charts. It just speaks of a healthy body weight. Using myself as an example, I was until recently maintaining a weight about 20 pounds over what I prefer to be. Was I overweight by the government charts? Absolutely. Was I at a healthy body weight? I think I was. I run about 5 nights a week with a minimum of a mile and often 2 or more miles. That seems pretty healthy to me. Still, I recently changed up my food plan and increased my exercise to try and lose some of those extra pounds, which is not easy at my age. I believe that being at a lower weight is part of the 12th step of my food program, which will remain unnamed, to carry the message of recovery on all 3 levels to those who are still suffering. In terms of Overeaters Anonymous, I believe what the WSBC was trying to do was to rein in what many seem like absurd definitions of abstinence. People in OA meetings have heard things like, "My abstinence is just no chili cheese fries," or "My abstinence is just no M&Ms. This seems to me to have an AA parallel in, "My sobriety is just no Jack Daniels or just no beer." In the course of our breakfast, I found myself more and more convinced by the people who felt adamantly about it that OA meetings should add this definition of abstinence to its meeting formats. Almost all of the long-timers I have known in OA are at a healthy body weight. Most World Service Conference attendees, from what I heard, are also at healthy body weights. Perhaps both meetings and membership of OA should be listening to those people and not trying to define their own concept of abstinence. There was a U.S. Senator named Daniel Moynihan who was debating someone once. He said to his opponent, "Look, you're entitled to your own opinions, but not your own facts." Perhaps in the future, OA sponsors should start telling their sponsees, "You're entitled to your own food plan, but not your own abstinence." I think what OA, with the addition of that wording on their statement of abstinence, is trying to do is get people to be abstinent rather than just say they're abstinent. If this definition is more widely adopted, it might prove a seminal change for Overeaters Anonymous itself.